from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're featuring a brand new music hall, a singer-songwriter in a music box, and an emo revival. David Wiegand and I shake off the gloom every morning for you here at KQED. Good morning, David.
I'm still shaking, excuse me.
Right. Anyway, let's start with a performer coming to a reborn UC theater.
You see, my brother told me so. You'd be the greatest man alive when I'm gone. So there's music in my bones, in my heart, and in my soul. Until I'm through and God takes me home, everything that comes out of my trombone, fire and brimstone, fire and brimstone.
That's the music of Trombone Shorty, and he's playing at the UC Theater tomorrow night. And really, the story here isn't just Trombone Shorty, but it's the venue, because the UC was a movie house.
That's right, yeah.
But it's now been reborn as a music venue.
The whole venue situation is fascinating. Over the years, we've seen a lot of new venues opening in Oakland, and now we have this new venue opening in Berkeley, which I think is great. But, you know, let's face it, a lot of people in the East Bay and Contra Costa, you know, not really interested in coming to San Francisco to see music, but they don't have to cross any bridges that may or may not fall down, and they can stay right close to home and see really true. I mean, they have a very good lineup for the UC Theater.
That's right. It's going to open tonight with a sold-out show by They Might Be Giants. Trombone Shorty is there tomorrow night, and some far-out listings to plan for. Since they could sell out, the Dark Star Orchestra does its Grateful Dead thing April 7th through the 9th. Tickets go on sale this morning for Joe Jackson, who plays a concert June 22nd. And we talk about The Marsh a lot because they produce such smart and reasonably priced theater in their intimate little spaces in both San Francisco and Berkeley.
That's right.
And this looks very cool, though. Actress Laurie Holt is doing a show about the French writer Colette.
That's right. And she was an extraordinary figure. I mean, really a major figure in French literature. Americans primarily know her because of Gigi, which is the adaptation of her work. But she was really a pre-feminist in so many ways, and had to fight prejudice, was very forthright about writing about real life.
Colette Uncensored, starring Laurie Holt, opens at the Marsh Theater in San Francisco on Thursday and continues through May 14th. Something now from that singer-songwriter we love.
You loved the girl I was for you. Since we're trying out the truth, I'll say I loved her too. All fear and sadness steals away, and she heard you call her angel almost every day.
That's Rachel Efron with one of the strong songs off of her new EP, Angel No More. And she's one of the artists who makes covering the arts so much fun and so complicated, too. You can't fit her, as she noted, into any neat categories, jazz or pop.
For me, it's always been that intersection between words and melody, which is, I feel, where I live. I love the way different artists kind of negotiate that relationship.
One of the reasons for Rachel Efron's success is, in fact, because she's not only a great singer, but her songwriting is absolutely superb. I mean, I love the lyrics of her songs. I mean, they tell amazing stories. Her voice is sort of ethereal, but extraordinarily powerful.
Yeah, Rachel Efron plays the Red Poppy Art House tonight at 7:30 with Aaron Germain on bass. And Marissa Neff is doing the videos, plus another multimedia performance to go with Rachel Efron's work. Here's a way to learn about an important piece of local art history. The San Jose Museum of Art is celebrating artists who began working in the South Bay in the 60s after they apparently were recruited for what was then a brand new school, San Jose State College.
That's right. And I love that museums will look back to their roots in this way. And obviously the San Jose Museum of Art has become an important institution for the entire Bay Area. But, you know, back in the day, there were artists like Sam Hernandez, Tony May, Harry Powers, Lynn Powers, who were creating art and founded the museum, were really the seeds of this museum, and it's been growing strong ever since.
Yeah, artists in residence, San Jose's 20th century avant-garde continues at the San Jose Museum of Art through mid-September. By the way, this is all from their permanent collection. As always, the San Jose Museum of Art is a cheap thrill, just $10 for adults. And another cheap thrill, David, tell us about a free movie theater in Hayes Valley.
It's a drive-in movie theater without driving
right.
in.
Don't take your car.
You have to
right.
find a place to park in Hayes Valley. But it's really cool. There's a space in Hayes Valley that has been turned into a weekend movie theater, basically. So you bring blankets, and it's not just in the summertime. It's aimed to be all year long, and they're gearing back up for their spring season with Laurie Anderson's film Heart of a Dog.
And Bring Your Own Dog and the San Francisco Animal Care and Control will be offering dogs for adoption from 5 to 7. And it's a cheap thrill, no admission. It's all at the corner of Hayes and Octavia in San Francisco tomorrow night. And now a duo that's helped fuel an emo revival.
Born too late, you always find my interest remain intact just behind the time. A waste of space, expired sound.
That's the music of Intuit Over It from their new album, Standards. And I guess really Intuit Over It is Evan Weiss. But boy, you can hear the great drummer, Josh Sparks, who helped compose this album. You know, this is great music. I don't care if it's emo or not.
No, I don't either. You know, emo's okay with me. No, I think it's great, too. And I guess that, you know, the story behind this album is that they went into Vermont
and holed up in a
cabin, and there was no electricity or no anything for miles and miles and miles. And they worked like 13 hours a day, you know, composing the music for this. And probably, I think it's testimony to what great friends they are that they don't hate each other after
right.
after a month of that. I would be ready to kill somebody.
Yeah, and they recorded this at Tiny Telephone Studios, John Vanderslice's amazing analog studio here in San Francisco. Intuit Over It plays the Social Hall in San Francisco on Thursday, along with The World is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die. I just like saying the title of that band. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on all these listings at the Do List at kqed.org/art. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.